Okay, today is Das Samach, number 60. We're on Nun Testament Beis, we're up to the Gemara. So we said yesterday that if somebody has, if a Pesach is shechted shelo lishma and lishma, or lishma and lo lishma, it's puzzle. So the Gemara asks, boy Rav Papa, Rav Papa asked the following question. Ba'avoda achas tanan, is that by one avoda? You have these two thoughts. In the middle of one avoda, or b'shtei avodos tanan. Or is it in two avodas? One I did the shechita, I had lishma. And one I did the zrika, I had lo lishma. Or vice versa. Ba'avoda achas tanan, is it one avoda? If it's one avoda, then it's Rabbi Yossi he. It must be, the author must be Rabbi Yossi, the Amar who says, Af bigmar dvarav adam nitfas. A person also, we care about the final thing he says. For example, this machlokas appears in Temura, and over there, Rabbi Yossi has the following opinion. Let's say someone says, Behemazu Temuras Ola, Temuras Shalomim. That's a statement that doesn't make any sense. You're transferring it to two animals. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we care about both things that you said. Therefore, this is a messed up situation. Sell it at, according to Rabbi Meir, we only toface Lashon Rishon. You said you want to make it an Ola? It becomes an Ola. You also said Shlomim? We ignore that. So if it's... Whatever he said first. So if it's one Avoda, if it's in one Avoda, it has to be Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because in one avoda he said two contradictory things, and we're going to make both of them count. If it's Rabbi Meir who says you only toe-face Lashon Rishon, then when the guy had in mind Lishma, and then Shelo Lishma, it's a good carbon. Had Lishma. We don't care about the other thing. No, if it's in one avoda. The other way around, if he had an opinion of lo lishma and then lishma, it's no good. Because the lo lishma comes first. But the Mishnah said they're both no good. That it can't be Rav Meir. If it's one avoda, it can't be Rav Meir. Because according to Rav Meir again, one avoda lishma, if lishma came first, it would be good. What? Right. Right, again, Bavod Achas Tanan Rabbi Yossi, the Amar Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas, even the second thing a person says we care about, the Rabbi Meir, because if it would be Rabbi Meir, Ha Adam Toface Lashon Rishon, the only thing we care about is the first thing a person's Toface. Therefore, look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the page, the Mesechtas Temura, Gabe ha'omer ha'rezet tumuras ola tumuras shlamim. If someone said, this is a tumuras ola, a tumuras shlamim. You hear Moshe just walked in. Mesechtas Temura says, if someone says, ha'rezet tumuras ola tumuras shlamim. What kind of statement is that? Tumuras ola tumuras. You said two different things, don't make any sense. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we care about both things that you said. Therefore, this is a messed up situation. You have to sell the animals and divide money to olas and shlamim. Rav Meir Omer, no. Hareis et Tumuras Ola. It's only Tumuras Ola. Why? Because we're only Tofis Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Dvarf Kayamin. Rabbi Yossi says, no, whatever you said stands. Vitira, and you have to let it go get a mum. Adche, you let it pasture. Adche, Tumam, until it gets a mum. Vitimacher, you sell it. Viyavi, Dimei Chetzi Ola, Dimei Chetzi Shlamim. You divide half an Ola, half a Shlamim. So again, if the Mishnah that said, Shelo Lishma and Lishma, and Lishma and Shelo Lishma, any combo is possible, can't be Rav Meir. Because according to Rav Meir, if the Lishma came first, it would be good. Oh, Dilma, or maybe, B'shtei Avodos Tanan. I'm on the top now of Samach Amar Aleph. Maybe it's two Avodos. What if it's two Avodos? Says Rashi. Oh, Dilma, B'shtei Avodos Tanan. Achas Chishev Lishmo. At one avoda you had in mind lishma, ubishniya shelo lishma, and at the second avoda you had in mind shelo lishma. V'hacha lekalamemer tofes lashon rishon. You can't say tofes lashon rishon. Why can't you say that? Because sharei arba asin avodos chashuvos zu kizu. There's four distinct avodas. Lip pasal es hazevach ba'achas mehem. Any one of them that's done wrong is going to pasal it. I feel the mayor mifsal. Even according to a mayor, it won't work. V'hadar mehadar gemara ahani ahaya mahani lishna the sefer masiz and kares ha'chbay. The gemara is going to ask in a minute. We're going to flush it out in a minute.
Are you actually saying something? You're just thinking something.
It's a machlokas.
Thinking the same machlokas would apply if you're just thinking about have
a piggle, right?
Piggle or whatever.
Right. Now, so if it's two avodas, that means at the shechita I had lishma. Then when I did the zrika, I had no lishma, not no lishma. Even her mayor would have that's a problem. I feel her mayor the amar tov it's lashon rishon. Even her mayor who says generally. So let's say at the shechita you had lishma. And then 20 minutes later, you had Lola Shema. See, even the mayor, who's Tofetz Lashon Rishon, that'd still be a problem. Why? I feel the mayor, Dharma Tofetz Lashon Rishon, Hani, really, but Voda Achas. That's only true of one Avoda. I will bestay Avodos, Moda the Mipsol. But by two Avodas, he agrees it would be a problem. Now, Amri, now we said the following. Ahaya, what case in the Mishnah is this going on? What do you mean? Inema Ashalo Lishmo Ulishmo. If it's the Shalol Lishma came first, and then the Lishma came first, that doesn't. What?
Second.
I'm sorry. If the Shalol Lishma came first and the Lishma came second, sorry, then it doesn't matter whether it's one avoda or two avodas. It doesn't matter. Everyone holds it's no good. Even Reb Meir. Why? Because he still holds Tofis Lashon Rishon. So if it's Shalol Lishma Ulishmo. If it's Shalol Lishma came first and then the Lishma came later,
you killed it.
Ben Avoda Achas, Ben Shtei Avodos, whether it's one Avoda or whether it's two Avodas, Ben Lera Meir, Ben Lera Biosi, if Saleg become Isa. The minute you had that Avoda, that wrong Machshav, it's no good. You blew it right away. Why? The Hal Rabbi Yossi, Nami Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas Islay. Because Rabbi Yossi holds, we care about both things that you said. Right? So, Ella, so that's just repeating. So, if you hold the Shalol Lishma came first, nobody holds it's good. Ella, Alishmo, Vishalol Lishmo Mai. What about if the Lishma came first? It's a machloket, but one second. Now, if you hold it's one avoda, Rameir would say it's okay. It's one avoda. Rameir would say it's okay. Why? Because the Lishma came first. Tovitz Lashon Rishon. Right? Toshma. Let's try to bring a raya that we're talking about one avoda. Why?
The second case is talking about more than one avoda.
No, we don't know. The Mishnah was not clear.
No. This last time we're right here, you just said two.
That's
ago.
What? No.
We're talking about two different avodas.
Who said?
Because before we're talking about one avoda.
No, we're not sure. We're going through both sides. Is it one avoda? Is it two avodas? Now let's try to bring a raya. Toshma. It said, this is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the following. HaPesach sheshachatu shelo lishmo. A Pesach that was shechted shelo lishmo. V'kibel v'holach v'zarak shelo lishmo. And you continue doing everything shelo lishmo. Nehechi dami. What's going on here in this case? E nema kidiktani. Are we supposed to understand it the way it's written? Lamali ad-machashiv lekulu. Why do you have to go? And he had a lolishma by the shechita, and a lolishma by the kabbalah, and a lolishma by the halacha. What do you have to say all that? None of that's relevant. Mikamaisa ifsalei. The minute you have a wrong machshav, it's over. Why do the Mishnah keep on talking? Elalav hachiktani. It must mean this. Hapesach sheshachatu shelo lishma. A Pesach that was shechted shelo lishma, inami, or alternatively, sheshachatu lishma, it was shechted lishmo, right? V'kibel v'holach v'zarek shelo lishmo, and the rest of it was done no good. Oh, or nami inami or sheshachatu v'kabel v'holach lishmo, v'zarek shelo lishmo, dehavi lishtei avodos. That's two avodos. It has to be two avodos. Otherwise, the mission is totally redundant. Right? Ema Seifa. Now, the Seifa of the same Mishnah that we read yesterday says, Lishmo, v'shalo lishmo, hechi dami. Now, The Mishnah then said, if it's Lishma or Shalol Lishma. Teichi dummy. What's that talking about? Inam Mishteh Avodos, Hainu Reisha. Right? It's extending, repeating itself again. El Alav, Avoda Achas, Verb Yosihi. It must be one Avoda, and it must be Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Meir, if the Lishma came first, it would be good. The Amar Af Bigmar Adam Nitfas. Right? It must be Rabbi Yossi.
The Mishnah is no good.
The Mishnah is no good. So according to Rabbi Meir, it should be good. Right? So the Gemara answers, so what do you see? It's one Avoda. Why? Why is it one Avoda? Because the ratio is two Avodas. So the Gemara says, La'olam b'shtei Avodos. Really? It's two avodas. The whole Mishnah. Sit, look at Rashi. Rashi right here, La'olam. La'olam. Seifa nami diktani l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo v'shtei avodas. The Seifa, which said l'shmo and shalol l'shmo, is really two avodas. Ah, the kasha lach, hainu reisha. That's the same thing. Now, lo tikshi tanakasha. Reisha mayri. The reisha is talking about the chishachat, chishev be, but l'shmo. Reish is talking about that when you shechted, you had a lishma intent. Ukishazarak chishev ba shalol lishma. And when you sprinkled, you had a shalol lishma. V'seifa mayri, that seifa is talking about something different. What? The b'shas shchita, when you shechted, chishev tarti machshavos. You had two machshavos. Chada ala shchita lishmo, v'chada ala zrika shalol lishmo. Very complicated.
Oh.
Yes, you can do that. Yes, you can do that.
So even though he doesn't do it by the avoda, he do it by shita. He's saying, "Well, we're gonna get the three."
That's the safer. Sometimes I think it's the reisha.
Yeah.
Right. Now back into the Gemara. Reisha. The reisha was the koy b'shchita become a chashev b'shchita. You at the shchita, thinking of the shchita. Inami koy bezrika become a chashev bezrika. And what's the seifa? Seifa the koy v'shchita the kachashev bezrika. Exactly. The Amar, that's Rashi, because Rashi learned the Gemara ahead. The Amar.
He's pointing to psychiatric attributes.
Exactly. One second. Do you think that's true? If you took a printout of a person's thoughts during the day, how orderly would that be? You think that'd be orderly and say? How about this? Take a printout of just someone's thoughts during Shmona Esrei and see how focused that is. Right? So the guy needs a psychiatric, he's a regular person.
Yeah, but he has a job to do. You have to do karban for this whole group of people.
Right.
As he's doing his shchita, he's thinking, okay, I'm doing this good, but when I get to heaven, I'm going to screw out of that. Sabbath parches. You're
the Omar, he said, Hareini shokhet es ha-pesach l'shmo. I'm shechting the Pesach, that I'm going to do all right. But Lizrog Domo Shalol Lishmo, the Kamash Malan, and the Chiddush is, the Chashvinan Me'avoda La'avoda. And by the way, Vahayna Debay Rav Papa. Rav Papa had a kasha about that in Tzvachim. So we answered the kasha, that could be right. By the way, when you do the Zrika, it could be you had the right Machshavos at the time of the Zrika. Just a half hour ago at the Shechita, you had the wrong. It could be that too.
Now you killed it when you had
the dad. Right. So we haven't decided whether the Mishnah is talking about one avoda or two. It could be either one. If it's one, if it's two, it's this very complicated case here. But there's lav dafka, it's one. Right?
Well, one last point. Is he having negative machshava or is he having a neutral?
No, he's having a negative. He's having shalol lishma. On Amud Beis, we're going to get to the neutral, which is impossible. The Gemara calls it stam. Stam, a guy, doing a kavan, right? Well, that's what I meant. The Gemara says we're neutral. Stam, right? Okay. Tashma, let's bring a raya from the next part of our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? It said, oh, shalol lishmo, ulishmo, puzzle. Here, the shalol lishmo is first. Heichi dami, what's the case? E name of b'shtei avodos, if it's two avodos. So one second. Hashta lishmo ulishalol lishmo marta pasul. If the lishma came first, and that's two avodas, shalol lishmo ulishmo mibaya, I need a Mishnah to tell me that's no good. Why? If the Lishma came first, and that's no good. So certainly if the Lishma doesn't come first, it's no good. Elalav, it must be Bavoda Achas. It must be Bavoda Achas. Umi Deseifa Bavoda Achas, Reishanami Bavoda Achas. Right? So the Gemara answers, you know what? Let's look at Rashi for a minute. The Rashi a little further down where we are. It's a little almost where the it's the Rashi of El Allah Bavoda Achas. You see it there? It's a little further where we are. Rashi says Vitani, why would the Mishnah write both cases then, if it's Bavoda Achas? And so Vitani, as Rashi explained, Vitani Lishmo Vishalol Lishmo Lafuke Midra Meir. Right? In other words, Shalol Lishmo Ulishmo is possible because we don't hold like Rameir. Rameir held toughest Lashon Rishon. So if Lashmo comes first, it should be okay. According to him, it's one avoda. It should be good. No, we don't hold like him. Lafuki midra Rameir. The Amar toughest Lashon Rishon. Vitana Shalol Lishmo Ulishmo. The Lo Tema, don't say toughest Lashon Achron. Don't say, this is a different opinion in Temur. This is Benanas, who says, no. What would a guy say that for? I want to make a Temur on that and a Temur on that. It's a ridiculous, crazy thing. What's he saying? What's he saying? He's undoing the first thing he said. By saying the second thing, he's undoing the first thing. So if somebody would say, if somebody has Shalol Lishma Ulishma, maybe the Lishma is undoing the Lolishma. That should be good. The answer is, we don't hold like that either. Vatani Shalol Lishma Ulishma, the Lo Tema, don't say Tovet Hashan Achron. Right? The ha hadar baby kama. He's retracting his earlier mistake. V'chishachet ahai basper kashachet. And when he shechts the second, when he shechts it, he's doing it on the second intent. Kamash on Rabbi Yosi he. No, we hold like Rabbi Yosi. The Amar b'chol dvar of other mitfas. We hold from everything you say. V'lo hadar bay. We don't. You don't retract. El eschave el atavayo eschave. You have kavana for both. Okay. Oh wow. So the Gemara answers, lo. La'olam b'shtei avodos. Really, it could be two avodos. And you know what? U'bedinhu d'lo etzrichlei. And really, you don't need both cases. If it's two avodos, you don't need both. I did the tana shlo l'shmo l'shmo. Taninami shlo l'shmo u'lishmo. You're right, it's extra words. Einachanami. It goes better with the flow. For symmetry, exactly. Now, we still have a suffix. Are we talking about one avoda or two? We don't know. Right? So, that, another raya. Tashma. This is the next Mishnah. This Mishnah is coming up in the next 2-3 days. Shachato shalol la'ochlov. If you shecht it for somebody who can't eat the Karban Pesach, who's such a person? Says, this is a very, very big Rashi here. Rashi is shalol la'ochlov. It's in the middle level lines of Rashi. Rashi says, l'chola for a sick person, ulazakon for an old person. She'en yichol lochol kezayis. They can't eat a kezayis. Right? So what happened? You have the whole family there. They're doing it for the cat's family. Alright, oh, that's such an old man, that guy. He can't eat the car. He can't eat meat, that guy. That guy's 100 years old. Right? Now Rashi throws in a very controversial line. He says, ve'en bo menuyev acherim elahein. There's nobody else in the carpet except for them. Tosa says that can't be right. That can't be right because then you have other problems. What happened at the end of the day? The Kohanim had in mind people that can't partake. They can't partake. They're too old. But there's nothing wrong with these people. They had a bris mila. They're not tame.
They can barely eat.
Right.
But they can travel, no problem.
Right.
The guys in Yericho are staying in
Yericho. Right. Or l'shalo l'munav. He had people that were not part of the group. He had in mind people that were not part of this group. Oh, l'arelim. Or he had people in mind that didn't have a bris mila. Oh, l'tamein. Or he had people in mind that a tamei. Puzzle. It's puzzle. Right? Now. Hacha pshita v'avoda achas. Right? Here, it's obviously you don't want avoda. When you did the avoda, you had in mind these people that are not part of the group. Umid the Sefer b'avoda achas, reishanan b'avoda achas. So since that Mishnah, which is the Sefer, because it's coming up in 2 days, that's talking about one avoda, so do our Mishnah also must be talking about one avoda. And the Gemara says, me the area, why should that be? Hakad the Isa, b'hakad the Isa. No, each Mishnah is its own lens. Sefer b'avoda achas, reisha, and the reisha is e b'avoda achas, e b'shtei avodos. We don't know. Okay? Tashma, let's try to bring it. Correct. Right. That, what we just read is that the Kohen had nobody in mind that was eligible. Now we're going to have a case where, of course, he had people in mind that were eligible. One guy was Tommy, and the Kohen didn't know that. So the whole group is puzzled? No. That guy can't eat the carbon Pesach. Why? Because his father died that morning, so Nebuch, he's an oval. He can't, he went to him, got tummy that day, he's not going to be tummy for seven. Exactly. Nobody in this group, the whole group is comprised of people, didn't have Bris Milah and Temeim, a bunch of misfits. You have them in mind, it doesn't work. Right. Now, in the next case, it's going to be, of course, a normal family. One guy does tummy. One guy is sitting Shiva. So he's carbon's still good. That one guy's the problem.
Logistically, when the Kohen is doing his thousands of Kohanim that day, okay, cat's by a goat, let me go. He's not going to sit.
So that's why we're going to see it on the base. That Stam is going to be okay. Stam is okay. Stam is going to be okay. I'm doing it for the good people. Right? Which makes sense. Toshma. La'ochlav, ushalo la'ochlav kosher. If you have in mind both types of people, it's kosher. It's kosher. Heichi done was the case. Inemo b'shtei avodos. If you're talking about two avodos, that doesn't make, one second. V'taima, d'chashiv, b'zrika. But at the zrika, you had a good thought. D'ein machsheves ochlin b'zrika. There's no machshava of ochlin by zrika. What on earth does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says like this. It's the fourth to the bottom line. Ein machsheves psul ha'ochlin. There's no pasul machshava regarding people that can eat. Kigon, chole, vizakon, poseles, bizrika. By the zrika, you can't ruin that. Why? The bishchita hu diksivi ochlin. Because it only says it by shchita. Lufi ochlo tuchusu. Vahainu tishcho. That means teshecht. Metargaminon. Vishachit viikos. That's tomorrow's daf. You can't have an improper thought regarding eaters by the zrika. Why not? It's Xeris HaKasim. So, again, you had in mind eaters and non-eaters. Hey Chidon, what's the case? Inem b'shtei avodos. If we're talking about two avodos, v'taima, d'chashiv b'zrika, and b'zrika, let's say it was good, dein machsheves ochlin b'zrika. There's no such thing as a psul ochlin b'zrika. Haba avoda achas. But by one avoda, kigon b'shchita. The Bahani be Mashevach Zochlin, for you can't have a wrong thought, puzzle, then it would be puzzle. Vakaimalon, mixas Ochlin, lo puzzle. That can't be right. That's an old rule. Mixas Ochlin doesn't puzzle. If some of the people in your group, you have a guy 100 years old, he can't eat, he doesn't puzzle the whole group. Somebody in the group, he lost his relative and now he's tummy. He doesn't puzzle the whole group. So one, that doesn't make this whole mission doesn't make any sense. It must be talking about one avoda. In one avoda, you're thinking about all the tamei, all the people didn't have bris milah, right? And yet it's still kosher. Why is it still kosher? Because partial people don't ruin, right? Ubeseifa avoda achas, reishanami avoda achas. Since that's talking about one avoda, this must also be talking about media area. Nah, hakadisa v'hakadisa. Say b'avoda achas, v'reisha o b'avoda achas o b'shtei avodos. And the question is not answered. The question is unresolved. Okay? That was the easy part of today's daf. Now, listen to this question. This question is a very hard question. Iboilahu. Following question. Pesach sheshachatu b'shar yimot hashana l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo mahu. A Pesach that shechted the rest of the year. The rest of the year, a Pesach is a shlamim. Let's say you have a Pesach, you designate it, and then you lose it. So you get another one, and then 3 months later you find it. In the middle of the summer you find it. Oh, look at this, I found it. There's a tag on it, the tag's still there, you found it. What is it now? Now it's called a shlamim. So look at Rashi. Rashi, kigon Pesach b'shayim mos hashana. Kigon, for example, she'efrishu kodom l'chein yomim rabim, you designated it many days before Pesach, the kaimalon, and we learn the kasha l'shlamim. It's a good shlamim. The pirkin, later on, the little come on. V'im shachato l'pesach pasal. If you shacht it for a Pesach, that's pasal. Why? Because a Pesach is only good on the 14th of Nisan. What? Lavzman. The lavzmane. V'ilashem shlamim shachto kasher. And if you shacht it for a shlamim any other day of the year, it's good. V'hecha d'shachato l'shmo. What if you shacht it for both? It's not the 14th. And I'm shechting it in mind for a Pesach and in mind for a Shlomim. What's the story?
He's the Mishai. He's the Mafresh before Pesach.
It's the same answer. It's the same thing. You Mafresh it beforehand, and what happened? You got so excited, I can't wait. I'm going to shech the carbon Pesach now on the third day of Nisan. I'm so excited. And the Kohen says, by the way, you really can't do that. It's not the 14th. Well, have both thoughts in mind. I'll be for a Pesach and for the Shlomim. Kohen says, all right. What's the story with that? I know, but it's a separate carbon. On the 14th, it's a separate carbon. So,
but it's not the 14th.
What? I know, so that's the question. That's the question. Me, usi, l'shalo l'shmo. Does the shalo l'shmo come? Umapik le, midei l'shmo. And push off the l'shmo. Umachshir le. And then it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Because it's a shlamim. Olo or not? Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Amar, he said, Amrisa l'shmaita kamedra of Yirmiya. I said this over in front of Yirmiya. Hoil u'lishmo, listen to this. Hoil since. U'lishmo machshiro bizmano. Lishmo works bizmano. Shalol lishmo machshiro shalol bizmano. And shalol lishma, not for a Pesach. That works the rest of the year, right? It's funny. Ma lishmo, just like lishmo, hamachshiro bizmano, that works when it's erev Pesach. Ein motzio midei shalol lishmo. The shalol lishmo doesn't get pushed away. Why doesn't it get pushed away? As Rashi says over here, litvos lashon achron levado, to only care about one statement. Ulahachshir hanishchat shalol lishmo ulishmo, and to machshir such a carbon, our Mishnah said it doesn't work. Af so too shalol lishmo. I'm sorry. Af shalol lishmo hamachshiro shalol bizmano. The shalol lishmo which works shalol bizmano, eino motzi midei lishmo, will not push off the lishma, and therefore, if you have a thought like this, I'm not on erev Pesach. Puzzle. It's puzzle. Why? Because you have two thoughts in your head, and the Mishnah held that two thoughts in your head is no good. Even though the Mishnah, the Lashma and the Shalol Lashma were different Lashmas and different Shalol Lashmas. Here it's about the essence of the carbon itself. There it was about whatever it was about.
Can you make it tonight like I'm bringing him to set? If I bring it before Pesach as the Shlomo, if I bring it on Pesach as can you do that?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. V'amali, I told him this whole Torah. V'amali lo, and he said, "No, it's not right. It's not right what you said, right?" The psul of lishmo by shchita shalol bizmana is not comparable to the shalol lishma bizmana, and you can't learn out one from the other, right? Our Mishnah said lishmo shalol lishmo's puzzle. When was that? That was erev Pesach. That was an erev Pesach. Right? The Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that says, if someone has a shalol lishma and a lishma thought, puzzle. Lishma, shalol lishma, shalol lishma, lishma, puzzle. When is that? That's bizman. Now you're telling me that should be a raya over here when it's shalol bizman. Says Rabbi Yirmiyah, I'm not buying it. Why? Im amarta bishalol lishmo. You know why? Im amarta b'shalol lishmo, when it's bizman, shekei nohag b'chol hazvachim. That applies to every carbon. Every carbon, you can't have machsheves pigle. You can't have outside thoughts. Every carbon's like that. Tomer bilishmo. You want to say the same thing over here? Shekin einenoig b'chalas vachim ela pesach bulvan. This doesn't apply to any other carbon except for a carbon pesach. Well, right? As Rashi says, way down the page, where Rashi Dibir Maskel of Tomar, it's still in the skinny lines, he says, Bipasul de Lishmo, the psul of Lishmo, she'ena noheg ela bepesach b'shayimos hashana. There's no other psul like that on the rest of the year. A pesach on the rest of the year has to be shechted shelo lishma. There's no din like that. The given the kill, since that's why is that kula? Right?
Can you have
kind of a shelo lishma
works for a carbon?
Asi shelo lishma umapak le medine. Maybe the shelo lishma would come and push off the lishma. That's what Yirmiya said. No?
Why would that be a kula?
That's a good question.
No, because you're having a low lishma work. The effect of that is cool. Usually low lishma doesn't work.
But you want the low lishma. You push up the lishma, that makes it cool.
No, if you just have a low lishma machshava, it works on the rest of the year, which is a foreign concept. How would a low lishma work?
Why is that cool?
Because you're having a bad intention and it's okay.
Okay, so I'm not sure why it's a cooler, but anyway, he didn't buy the comparison. Just like our Mishnah said it's no good, so too on a case when it's not Erev Pesach, it's also no good. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no, that's different. Our Mishnah applies to every carbon. This only applies to carbon Pesach. Maybe it would be okay. So my Haviyala, what's the story? So Amar Rava says, Pesach sheshachatu b'shayimos hashana, lishmo v'shalo lishmo, a Pesach brought any other day of the year. Right? Lishmo v'shelo lishmo, kosher. It's kosher. Why? Why is it kosher? The hastamo lishmo koi. Right? Because a stam would be kosher. The hastamo lishmo koi. What does that mean, the hastamo lishmo koi? Stam a carbon that's omed to be shechted is shechted lishmo. Stam is neutral. Stam is lishma. Stam is lishma. Dafilu hachi. What? Am I reading it right? Dafilu hachi. Ki shachet le shelo lishmo. Nevertheless, if you shechted it shelo lishmo, kosher. If you shecht a carbon Pesach at the wrong time, shelo lishmo, it's kosher. That's a very funny thing. Normally, shelo lishmo is a problem. Stav is okay. Shelo lishmo is a problem. Here, shelo lishmo is the only time it's going to be good. Right? Alma, what do you see? Asi shelo lishmo, the shelo lishmo comes, umapik lemi de lishmo, and pushes the lishmo away. So ki shachet nami lishmo v'shalol lishmo asi shalol lishmo umapik lemide lishmo, and it should be okay. You hear that? It should be good. Good? Okay. Amalei Rav Adar Bar Avel Rava. 1 second. How could you say that? Right? Dilma maybe shiny hecha de amar mehecha de lo amar. Maybe it's different where you have, where you speak, as opposed to where you don't speak. Meaning, maybe it's different when you have stam thoughts to you actually have negative thoughts. That's what you asked. By the case, a regular pace, a regular carbon, what's the kohen doing there? Mistam is a shma. He has to say anything? No. He said anything? No. We asked him afterwards, well, when you brought these kavanot, what were you thinking? I was thinking that I got to do what's right. I got a job, I got to do what's right. We think any negative? Nothing negative. Nothing negative. I know the rule. I went to Daf Yomi. If I have negative, I botch everything. No negative. It's all stam. I don't want to have positive because I don't want to run into problems either. I'm not so smart. Stam, no issues. Here, you had a negative thought. What was your negative thought? I'm doing this l'shma for a carbon Pesach in the middle of Elul. What kind of thing is that? How on earth can the Stam push away that? Stam works when there's nothing else to, when there's nothing else fighting it. Here, what's fighting it? The l'shma, which is a problem. An El. There's no l'shma in El. No carbon Pesach in El. Right? Good question. Daha la'ochlav v'shelo la'ochlav kosher. If you have both, you have in mind people eaters and non-eaters, it's kosher. But if you only had in mind non-eaters, puzzle. It's going to be a puzzle. Right? If you only had in mind people that can't partake, that's puzzle. If you had in mind both, it's kosher. Vamai, why is it puzzle? Hastama la'ochlav kai. Ah, stam is all you had in mind. Ella, shiny hechad da amar, mehechad da lo amar. Where you have negative thoughts is much worse. Shiny hechad, hachanami, shiny hechad da amar, mehechad da lo amar. So here it's worse. Right? Rava's pshat, it was a brilliant deduction, says Rav Adda, it's not right. It's not right at all. Okay? Amale, Rava answers back with Adda bar Adda. Midi area, is that comparable? Bishlo mahasam, I agree with you in a normal case, right? Kama dilo akar le b'shchite, as long as you don't uproot your shchita. In other words, as long as you don't have a negative thought, stame vaday l'shma koi. There's no question it's vaday l'shma. I agree with that. I know, kahanim, stam l'shma, I agree. Elahacha. But over here, over where? Where you shechted a Pesach on the wrong Zman, right? No. Where you shechted a Pesach in the right Zman, but for non-eaters, right? Stame la'ochlovkai. Elahacha, stame la'ochlovkai. I'm sorry, it's a question. Stame la'ochlovkai. Is it really possible? Can a person ever have a stam thought for an eater? Dilma mimshche honey v'asiachrini umimni ale. Maybe they'll withdraw from the group, and other people will join the group. What do you mean the Kohen had negative thoughts for eaters? There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Why is there no such thing? Because you have the right to withdraw and rejoin. So I'm having in mind for that tummy guy and that, you know what? I withdraw from this group. I don't like those people. They I don't want to be come to the table today. They uninvited me. I'll go there. By the way, Ditnan, Moshkin Nimnin, Moshkin Asidayim, Mimenu, Achi Yishachet. You can withdraw. Achi Yishachet, until it's shechted. Right? Achi Yishachet. So therefore, you can't bring a raya from the case of eaters and non-eaters to my case of b'shlo b'zman, l'shma, and shlo l'shma. Eaters and non-eaters is not a foolproof answer. Why? Because they can leave. So when your thoughts, you don't even know if they withdrew or not. You're having in mind these people that are not part of the group? You're having in mind people that are part of the group? They're not part of the group. They didn't tell you they left. But they left the group. So your negative thoughts is irrelevant. Because Rav Adda was trying to prove to Rava, just like a stam thought is good, but a negative thought is no good, so too stam lishma would be good, but a negative would be no good. Rava said that if it's an el and you have lishma and shalol lishma thoughts for a carbon Pesach, it's good. So Rav Adda said, what are you talking about, Rava? That's not good. If you have stam thoughts, it's good. How can a negative thought be good? By the eaters and non-eaters, the negative thought is good. By eaters and non-eaters, the negative thought is no good. So how can it be good over here, Rava? By eaters and non-eaters, negative thoughts are no good. You have in mind for the non-eaters, it's no good. Says Rava back, there's no such thing as having in mind thoughts for non-eaters. Why? Because you don't know who the eaters are. They didn't tell you. They could withdraw before Shechita without even informing you. Right. So what do you mean you have negative? There's no negative, there's no thought, there's no eaters. Right. You don't even know who they are.
So what's the bottom line?
So the bottom line is, therefore, if it's before Pesach, and you have in mind, before Shechita, it's not, lo bizman, right. and you have Shalol Lishma and Lishma both in your head, according to Rav, it would be good. It would be good. Rather, Rav had a kasha. What do you mean it's good? Negative thoughts not good. Says Rav, but there's no negative thought. You have no right where there are negative thoughts. All right? All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow by Ivoy Elohu. Everybody have a good day. Good?
Oh, yeah.